AP News, I'm Hannah Pinjwani. Pam Bondi is out as President Trump's attorney general. That ends the contentious tenure of a loyalist who upended the Justice Department's culture of independence from the White House, oversaw large-scale firings of career employees, and moved aggressively to investigate the Republican president's perceived enemies. President Trump's White House ballroom is expected to win approval today from a key agency. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Just days after a federal judge ordered that construction of President Donald Trump's massive White House ballroom come to a halt, the National Capital Planning Commission is expected Thursday to approve the project. The commission, which approves or denies construction on federal property in the Washington region, is going ahead with the vote because, a commission spokesperson says, Tuesday's order by U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to halt construction does not affect the planning process.
Authorities have released body cam footage of the moment that Tiger Woods was arrested for driving under the influence.
Tiger Woods expressed astonishment as he was handcuffed after crashing his vehicle last week in Florida. Body cam video released by the Martin County Sheriff's Office shows a deputy informing Woods that he is being arrested.
So at this time, I do believe your normal faculties are impaired, okay, and you're under the unknown substance. Okay, so at this time you're at the rest for DUI. Yes, sir.
The video also shows that officers found pills in Tiger Woods' pocket.
Yeah, that's a Narco.
It's Narco?
Yeah, okay.
In the footage, Woods says that he had not had any alcohol.
Nope.
And that he had taken a few medications earlier in the day. Authorities later confirmed that Woods was in possession of hydrocodone, which is used to treat for pain. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump said he'll soon sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who've gone without paychecks during the record-long partial government shutdown that has reached 48 days. This is AP News. AP's Charles Ledesma reports news of the death of the world's oldest living land animal, a nearly 200-year-old tortoise, is greatly exaggerated.
Jonathan, believed to be 193, is still kicking, albeit slowly, on the island of St. Helena. Anne Dillon, head of communications on the island, has told the AP about his alleged passing. It was a hoax. I don't have all the details, she said. I can just assure you that he's very much alive. News of the tortoise's demise spread rapidly on social media on April Fool's Day. An account on X, falsely claiming to be that of Joe Hollins, a veterinarian who'd worked with the reptile on the island west of Africa, said he was heartbroken to announce the death of the gentle giant that outlived empires, wars, and generations of humans. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen and actor-singer Hailee Steinfeld are proud parents of a baby girl. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.